We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Hey, welcome back for the 7 o'clock hour, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Marlins get a 6-5 win last night. Giancarlo Stanton hits a couple more home runs, now has 28 on the season. I don't even know where to go with this. This has become such a crappy story. I feel dirty just talking about it. Apparently, the Moss family is not real happy with Jeffrey Lurie. Feel like they're kind of getting a runaround here and are threatening to bail on everything. And Jeffrey Lurie, meanwhile, as a smart businessman, I hate saying that. As a smart businessman,
he is,
and still
one
of the great jackoffs in the history of
sports.
But Jeffrey Lurie is keeping all three groups involved and trying to get the price up.
Well, that's
which is a good business move, I guess.
Yeah, but at a certain point, the other sides are going to say, someone's going to say, I'm out. And once someone says they're out, this could be a problem. Because then Lurie and Sampson will still be here.
Would you agree with one thing, though? The commissioner of Major League Baseball
needs to step in.
Would like the Moss family to get this.
100%. Not even a question. Not even a question.
South Florida family.
Yep. Lots
of cash.
They
made a lot of money.
Yeah.
One of the billionaire families down here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many. And
I'm sure they would love a Derek Jeter part of it, you know, to have Jeter back in here. But at this point, get Lurie and Sampson out. Get a billionaire down there, a local guy, wants to see the team do well, not just collect the revenue check at the end of the year. Like, that's what they want. That's what baseball needs down here. Because without that, baseball's kind of fading away down here. The All-Star game and went. Well, but the All-Star game, we had the All-Star game down here.
You think baseball's fading away a little bit?
Yes, totally. Not. Even with Giancarlo and guys like that on the team, there are people not watching. There are people not going still. It's getting worse, and it's because of the damn owners. It's not because of the product. That's the scary part, too. This is not the Phillies team. When we say the Phillies have, like, 30 wins, they're terrible right now. This is not the Marlins. They're actually decent. No one cares. No one cares, Joe.
Well, we got the trade deadline coming up. That's why we're going to check in with Craig Mish, who does national radio. He's a national radio host for Sirius XM, and we'll
kind of connect
him
down here to the insiders.
We'll talk to him about all the things and what could be going on with ownership, new ownership, as well as some of the trades here before the deadline at the end of the month here, and see what might be taking place with that story. And then, of course, the other stuff taking place has to do with football, and I can just imagine right now Adam Gase and everybody else in the front office just saying, please let us get here next week and not have anybody screw up and get in trouble.
9 days.
Basically, one more weekend. One more Friday, Saturday, Sunday, please.
What's today? Tuesday? A week from Thursday, camp's open. A week from Thursday, we'll be broadcasting live from Dolphins training camp in Davie.
Let's just get through this last week. And it's kind of nice, actually, that we haven't been talking. I don't want to put a whammy on the team, but
Something stupid happening?
Having anything. Nobody's messed up a drug test or nobody's gotten pulled over with marijuana in the car.
Nothing
and
stupid.
Illegal gun. No,
yeah.
It's been nice down here.
Wait, knock on wood one more time.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys, we do that a whole bunch of times.
I was about to say, I think we totally jinxed. Now if something happens tomorrow, it's fully our fault. We jinxed it because we talked about it too much.
No. I think they're in pretty good shape. And by the way, the Dallas Cowboys seem to
they haven't been knocking on wood.
Jeez, Ezekiel Elliott, these allegations of him knocking some guy out at a bar. Breaking his nose in the video of the guy down on the floor. Besides being hammered from drinking too much, he got hammered in the face.
Yeah.
And witnesses are saying Ezekiel Elliott was the guy that threw the punch. And I don't know. It's all allegations right now. But I just tell you, once again, Ezekiel Elliott is now the poster child of always being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Can't make it up.
And listen, when it's always you and it continues to be you, it just either he keeps saying, I get it. And he
Joe,
just
when there's smoke, there's fire. Cruise. You know that.
Playing for the Dallas Cowboys and you're a star running back with the numbers you put up. And you still want to get paid the big contract. Now, listen, being a first-round pick's not bad money, but now you want to get paid. And you just, I mean, it's a babysitting service with the Dallas Cowboys. You know Jerry Jones and what he had to do for Dez Bryant. Hell, he may have to go on that same program with Elliott.
At this point, wouldn't you?
All right. Hired a couple security guys for you, Zeke. We got somebody who can pick you up if you're taking that girl out. And you got to be back in at midnight. And
it's scary that you have to do that with some guys, but you have to do it with some guys.
Jerry Jones, the only guy doing that.
No, I know. These should be. Maybe there's other guys that need that. The difference is that Jerry Jones's team, team does anything.
Really good to do that.
Of course. Yeah.
And they've had guys suspended for flunking drug tests.
Randy Gregory and all those guys that were drafted, they all flunked
the
all
guys
those
who
drug
were
tests.
Yeah. A lot of the guys that they've drafted had some knucklehead in them in college
and
have
still
had the same knucklehead in Dallas.
Exactly.
Yep. So.
Kind of saw the writing on the wall with some of those guys that maybe it's going to be a problem.
Some guys flipping around, though.
Yeah. Well, Ezekiel Elliott, listen, he had a little bit of off-the-field stuff before he got in the NFL. Then he got in the NFL and had more off-the-field stuff. And now we're not talking about a guy who's been in the league 5 years that's had issues. He's been in the league 1 year, and we've heard his name in the news about 7 or 8 times for the wrong reasons. That's a bad thing.
I've been worried about one guy this offseason. One guy for the Dolphins. Just a little bit. It wasn't bad. It was just a little bit, and he is showing me that he absolutely gets it. Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I just sitting back going, all right, one night I just was looking at the list of guys like, all right, guys that have 5 weeks off now, got a lot of money in their pocket, who could be that guy? And I was like, man, Laremy Tunsil's starting left tackle. One of the three or four most important positions on a football team.
Sure.
Backside of your QB, you're playing your natural position. You've been dying to do that. You don't want to be a guard. Everybody knows he wanted to be the left tackle. And you get that opportunity, man. And we're really counting on him because they got rid of Brandon Albert.
Of course.
And there's really no backup plan for him. Mm-mm. It's a big drop-off from Tunsil to what you're going to have. It's like, and so far, so good. Just a few days left, so
I'm knocking on wood
again.
Knocking on wood,
hoping I'm not putting a whammy on anybody.
No,
here today,
you probably are, but we it's okay.
But that was the one guy that I was kind of like, come on, man, come on, be smart with this thing. Let's let that bong picture just be a kind of a laugh and
a fart
joke
in the wind. A fart in the wind. It came and it went, and it's gone.
And let's move on and not do anything stupid. So anyway, you got that. You got some really weird stuff. By the way, we talked about this other story yesterday a little bit. Peter King, and listen, everybody's trying to get creative before the NFL season starts. Peter King puts together for Monday Morning Quarterback, which is really popular if you like football, a 12-man panel of a bunch of old general managers, Dan Fouts in there, who's been around the NFL, and they had an all-time draft, went through this all-time draft, and you brought it up yesterday and stuff, and it is kind of weird. We're going to have Pete Prisco on a little bit later on from CBS Sports and talk a little bit about it. But Dan Fouts had the 4th overall pick out of all these great players in the history of the game.
Yep.
I'm talking about guys way older. Some guys have died.
Sure.
I'm talking about guys from the original team going way back to guys from now. Considering all those great players and Hall of Fame players, and Dan Fouts took 4th overall friggin' Ray Guy, a punter for the Raiders.
Yeah, not smart. If I'm building a team of an all-time franchise, he's not. I mean, a punter and kicker.
Did Dan not take this seriously? And I like Dan Fouts. I just, Ray Guy, and I know you played against him.
When I give you the top 7 here, Lawrence Taylor, 1 overall. Joe Green, 2 overall.
No problem.
Johnny Unitas, 3rd overall.
No problem.
Ray Guy went 4th.
But how do you go like those names and you go Ray Guy?
I don't know.
Because he was by far, at the time, the greatest punter. He's
sure.
A former first-round pick.
That's fine, but he's still a punter.
He's a punter.
He's a punter. Like, it's not like this guy, you know, yeah, he's doing a lot, I guess, for your special teams, but really? Anthony Munoz went 5th?
I got no problem with
Jim
that.
Brown went 6th?
I got no problem with that.
And Reggie White went seventh.
I got no problem with
that. Pretty good top seven outside of a punter being in right in the middle
but,
of all
but
that.
Like Dan, of all the guys, you went, you did what? You went Ray Guy, fourth overall.
And then he picked his own guy in the second round, Kellen Winslow.
And Winslow was a freak. I mean, he was
That's
really
fine,
good.
Listen, but he's not top 16 overall of every player ever.
I got to see that show up close and one of the greatest
individual
performances I've ever seen.
Yep.
So
yeah, but he also got carried off the field. You thought maybe it was a little too much.
I didn't think that, but a lot of guys did think that show went a little too far in the humidity, and he might have decided to put a little extra mustard on that hot dog, spicy mustard at that.
That's it.
But, you know, that one – He would have been good today. He was good then. He was a great player. But, like, did somebody forget Jerry Rice?
Yeah, Jerry Rice was on there, but he wasn't a first-round pick. He was 17th overall. He wasn't the first wide receiver taken. Don Hudson was.
I just
was.
Don't. And the old Green Bay Packer.
Yeah. You know, played from 35 to 45.
Okay, so, I mean,
he wouldn't be my first wide receiver.
Say, I don't even know what it was like back then. No. But Jerry Rice.
Yep. 17th overall pick.
If there's, like, when we're talking about greatest players of all time,
Jerry's got to be right
LT
up there.
LT and Jerry Rice, usually sure. Names are brought up 1-2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Greatest wide receiver, greatest linebacker.
Now, my dad thinks Jim Brown, and
okay.
My father's
Jim's
80,
right up there.
My father's 84 and thinks Jim Brown walks on water.
Okay. Jim Brown's right up there. 6th overall pick in this overall draft. I'm okay with that also. And Johnny Unitas, maybe one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback of all time. Fine. Joe Green, defensive tackle, monster. But Ray Guy sitting there.
It's weird. So they go through this thing. So they got Dan Marino in the 10th round.
Yep.
That's weird.
Considering also that in that first round of this draft, Johnny Unitas, Tom Brady, Otto Graham, Joe Montana, and John Elway went in the top 12.
The problem with some of those old guys, like
Staubach went 13.
I've only seen a couple of black and white pictures of those guys. Like, I don't know how good they were.
Would you take Marino over Staubach if you're starting a team all time?
I can't take Dan Marino in the 10th round.
No, there's no chance.
Now, unless somebody's going to come out and go, the old, sorry, Dan, you didn't win a championship.
Peyton went over him also.
Because that's the only thing you could, like, hold against Marino.
That he doesn't have a ring.
Is this about rings, too? Like, if it is, and
I mean,
then
right
I
guy
get
have.
It. But as far as just his accuracy and his numbers and I
– Staubach. Peyton, Bradshaw, these are guys all picked after those top guys and before Marino. I'm trying to look down at more.
Well, the one that got Pete Prisco got in crazy was that Bradshaw went ahead of Marino.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers
and
also.
The only thing I can say about Bradshaw is he got all those
five
rings.
Five rings or something like
he
that?
He went
yeah.
four or five.
Yeah.
Hell, they had an unbelievable run. And
Favre and then Marino. Round 10, Favre and Marino went in that round.
But I just say this, too. Some of those guys that had votes – all voted for their own guys.
Of course. Listen,
that's the other problem. Like, they're doing this going, well, I better get my guy in there. And I'd probably be guilty of it.
But Fouts built his kind of Charger offense just without him as quarterback. He drafted Winslow. He drafted Chandler. Like, he drafted a bunch of those guys. Like, they were his guys on that team. So if you're going to have a guy like this in this sort of draft, isn't that kind of being a little biased?
But I'd say this to Dan Fouts. Like, when they're all sitting around doing this and they got a bunch of older guys that have been around. So they've seen, which is good. They go back and they've seen some of the football when they first got in, and it's going back further than you and I. And I go back pretty far. But Ray Guy, fourth bet. Like,
on.
You're doing this
come
list
on.
And you go, Ray Guy? I know Ray Guy's a Hall of Famer
sure.
and maybe considered greatest punter of all time, but he's a punter.
You're going to start your team, your number one overall pick, with a punter?
Yeah.
Come
Are you going to be in bad field position every possession?
I mean, come on. Doesn't make sense.
All right, you're kicking out of the end zone. Go ahead and punt it. Get us good field position the other end, Ray.
We're good
okay.
now. Yeah.
That's a crazy
one. I'm looking at the list. I still can't find – I'm in round 17. I haven't found another kicker or punter picked. That's how far down. Like, these guys in, oh, there's the next punter, 220th overall. So, fourth overall and 220. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I think this is a cool idea until I saw Dan Fouts pick Ray Guy fourth. And then I was like, I think this is completely stupid now.
Right. Then what you do loses some of its credibility.
That's it, because I think it's actually pretty cool. Like, Bo Jackson's in here. I'm looking at names down in the 20th round, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then you go back to the top and go, man, let's look at that first couple picks. I can't wait to see who the top 10 are. Oh, Ray Guy's in there.
I would just go greatest players, and I thought they did a pretty good job outside of you could go a lot of different ways. And
take Ray Guy out and put me in there. My team will be better.
Yeah.
And I didn't see Don Hutson playing 35.
Well, that's the other thing. It's hard to imagine. I mean, Jerry Rice, look at those stats.
Ridiculous.
And rings. And nobody's got a more fulfilling resume from top to bottom than friggin' Jerry Rice. And he played forever. He never got hurt. Very little.
Rings, records, maybe best ever at that position.
Yeah. If he was playing in today's game, he'd have had a zillion catches. Can you imagine what it'd look like today? Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to this morning. And we'll check in on a little Craig Mish, a little scouting report, and find out what's going on with the Marlins here at 8 o'clock. We'll also have a Hollywood Headlines, always something that people just can't wait to get in the morning. First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I got some kids came up to me and said,
couldn't wait for the headline?
Hey, what's Hollywood got tomorrow, Mr. Rose? I go, you never know, man. You got to just keep listening.
I was big at the ACC meetings when I was doing the headlines. People were listening. Just for that.
Yeah. No, that's big.
They thought I was Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood puts a lot of time in that. He's got a way of pissing people off, too. What a great art that is.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, man. So we got a... I'm still blown away about this reality.
I'm telling you, it's going to be fun to watch.
Reality show down here. That's funny.
It's going to be fun to watch when you see the cast.
With Channing on there.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm watching.
I don't know Channing's wife that well.
No, I know Asia pretty well, so of course I want to see what that dynamic is like. I know the kids, so I want to see.
Because Channing, like, at some point goes, I'm out.
Yeah, like, that's my whole thing. Like, Channing likes to do radio, he likes to fish, and he likes to be left alone. There's no leaving alone when the cameras are on you 24/7.
No, and that's what I was going to ask you. Like, the Kardashian, like, is there going to be cameras at that house full time?
I can imagine, yes.
Like, hey, we're coming over today. And you're going, no, you're not. It's family day. You ain't coming over. Like, no, can you say that?
I think you might be able to say, you know, we need a little bit of a time, but they're paying for your time. I'm assuming VH1's cutting a check to each family for cameras in house and camera access.
I don't mean this as a negative, but I got to say this. Just knowing a lot of the characters are going to be on this show.
There are plenty of characters in the show.
Like,
including Channing.
Chris Chambers?
Yeah, Chris and his wife.
Chris Chambers, like, his wife must have an unbelievable outgoing personality. Because if Chris Chambers is doing this...
He's a quiet dude.
Yeah.
He's a quiet dude.
Like, this is not Chris Chambers style.
No,
like,
it's not.
He's a quiet guy.
Yeah.
Went to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, Chris, I can see Chris sitting back, you know, watching TV or hanging out at his workout place.
Drinking a glass of ice water, not wine.
I just don't see him, like, going, hey, honey, you're not going to take that offer, are you?
Yep.
Oh, man, let it go. You know, I just don't see Chris in the middle of that stuff.
No. I'll read you a couple texts on the plumbers911.com text line 56022. This is from Horn Dog. Joe and Zach, can't wait to see Channing and Miko lock horns.
Anybody's waiting on is Miko and Channing.
If you're local down here and you don't know about the show, if you're somewhere in New York or whatever, you're looking for Michael Vick and Michael Vick's wife. Those are the big names on the show. But locally down here, if you know the story behind Channing, and you know the story behind how Miko and everything that happened down here, and Channing's been critical on the air, so have we all, but we're not in a show with her, so I can only understand. She hears everything. She knows what we're all saying somehow, some way.
Channing's not a phony, though. Like,
no.
If Miko confronts a lot of people,
Channing's
going to
get back
Miko
in the face.
Wasn't that bad. Like, he's going to say, no, Miko, like, I don't like what you did.
Oh, did you say that? Yeah. Channing, yeah, I did.
Guess who's with us? Amelia is joining us this morning.
Hiya.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Amelia, how crazy is it out there?
Oh, if you're on the Palmetto, it's horrific. It's been bad since like 5 o'clock this morning.
Not normal bad. Worse bad.
Really worse bad, because we've got an accident. It was a fatality, so they've had the forensics there, and they closed the Palmetto completely until just recently. And then they, like, were closing it, reopening one lane, letting people through for a little bit, and closing it again. So still, like, it keeps reopening, but I would avoid it altogether. It's a hot mess.
How do you avoid the Palmetto?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's near Ludlam Road. That's where it is. So, like, maybe take the Turnpike Extension. If you can afford to take 95, try that. But
that place is now. I hear crazy. Palmetto. I hear Palmetto. Even on a Saturday or Sunday, I'm like, there's got to be a different way to go.
Yeah.
Any hit and runs lately? Because we are the hit and run. How many
hit
of those
runs?
Do you do? Hit and runs now. Aren't we notorious for hit and runs?
I would assume
like,
so.
People hit people and nobody stops.
Yeah.
Like, I was texting. I didn't even see that guy going across the street.
Wow. And they just hit you and off they go.
Yep.
Oh, nobody stops. You got to find
them. Finish their text and keep going at that point.
Yeah. Or
that's bad.
Maybe a little drinky winky or a little smoky jokey in there
caught.
Or something. Hey, we were just talking about this reality show. We got a new one where one of our guys in the afternoon show, Channing Crowder,
he's in one. Yeah,
Channing's wife.
Oh, she's on it.
The wives are going to be the ones. You know,
it's called Baller Wives.
Oh,
yes.
You've seen these reality shows where these women go, she's a bitch.
Yeah,
like bitch. Don't talk to my man like that.
Yeah, we have them in Australia, like Real Housewives of Melbourne or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it.
We got a little bit of that. Do you like them?
I watch them a little bit. I get kind of over all the cattiness. I'm like, oh my gosh, you people can't be for real. Are people really like that? I guess we'll find out.
See,
with
I
his
just
wife.
Don't see. That's just like so not Channing.
I know. That's what is kind of weird about the situation.
I'm not trying to kill this thing for Channing.
No.
It's kind of Channing is like the president of the guys club.
Is he going to be on it?
Yes.
He's going to be a big part of it.
Yeah, he's going to be a part of it. Yeah.
I got a feeling he's going to be a bigger part of it than his wife.
It's possible because, listen, you get Channing in a room, you put a camera on him, even if his wife's in the room, Channing's going to be the charismatic one. He's going to be the one that, you know, is saying the F-bombs.
It is a great opportunity, though.
Yeah.
He can rip the wife, and then when the show's over, going, hey, I was just doing showbiz.
Oh.
Do you mean what you said to me?
No,
that
darling.
That would never work. Come on, you think that would work?
We see straight through that.
It would never work. Would you ever go on one of those shows?
I don't know. I was just my
mother-in-law. Real Housewives of Miami Gardens.
My mother-in-law is Italian. She's watching. They have the same things in Italy, and she's watching this Italian TV show. And it was like they put couples on an island,
and they
put the men on one island, the women on one island, with like people to tempt them, and then they watch. And she can't get enough of it. But these relationships just disintegrate. So no, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't go on a relationship one like that. Like put me on an island and put Ashley on another island. No.
Mm-mm.
I don't even want cameras in my house. You know, when someone comes over with a camera phone, I can't. Can't even imagine someone videotaping everything I'm doing,
and everyone watches it. Especially if you break up, everyone sees it.
These housewives. I mean, it's just they're not vanilla shows. I mean, they got to have people ripping, like you know, confrontation constantly.
Really,
or
mean.
They don't work. Like, hey, I hate you and what you did. You backstabbed me at that party.
Yeah.
You're just jealous of what I've done. Now I hear you're talking about my surgeries. Well, you think my breasts are too big? And it's like, oh my
God.
So you're telling all your friends and you didn't invite us to the family? My kids are home hurt.
Well, with all that said, I can't wait till August 14th to watch that show.
Would you watch it though if it was all like, oh, I love your dress?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
I love your extensions.
No, there's gotta be.
I don't see these
drama.
I don't see these women like that. Like, I don't see Michael Vick's wife.
Do you know
after
her?
Because
I don't know her. You never know what could happen. Plus,
we'll
you put enough women in a room together like
Chris
that,
Chambers.
And they're arguing over husband stuff or my husband did this. It could get nasty.
Yeah.
So that's what they want.
Can you see, like, I don't even think I've ever met Chris Chambers' wife, but just knowing Chris Chambers, who's one of the most laid-back guys in the history of the Dolphins.
Well, sometimes the laid-back guy has the...
Opposites attract, exactly what I was thinking.
So you think his wife's out there and Chris is one of those just laid-back dudes?
Well, we know Chris. I don't know his wife. I know Chris. Chris is a laid-back guy. Chris works out at his place, the chamber and plantation, whatever it is, and that's all I see. You don't see news about Chris Chambers doing something stupid, so I don't know. I know Channing's wife pretty well. She's one of the nicest people I ever met in my life. I can't imagine her being on the show and you know pulling another woman's hair. Like I can't imagine a fight happening.
Zach,
with her.
You know what your job is next? You gotta find out what they're making to do this.
I'll ask.
You better be getting paid decent ass money to
I can imagine
your,
there's some cash.
Throw your business
personal
out
business.
There.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be the nice one. You know, there's always one that you really are rooting for. You really like them. Sometimes people pick on them and you think,
I don't know. I don't know a lot of the wives. I know Asia.
I would assume
that she's probably the nice one. In my mind, she is because I've known her for a while, she's been nothing but
nice.
So
I'll have to watch it. Very exciting.
August 14th, Baller Wives, starring our own Channing Crowder and wife. How about that?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It was crazy when I found out about it. We kind of heard a little bit about it when I was on the show in the afternoon, and then it was kind of quiet. So I knew either it died off or they're taping, and Channing didn't want to say anything. And what did we find out? They were taping.
Yeah.
Wow. So they're already, I think, a couple episodes taped in. They're ready to go on August 14th.
God.
We're going to have to get Channing on the show at some point this week just to talk about it. But, I mean... I just don't know if I could do that. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could put a camera.
You better be getting a check.
That would be the only reason to do it.
It's got to be a $10,000 or $20,000 check.
I got a feeling the Twitter poll has something to do with what's going on. $10,000 or $20,000?
Okay, I would do it for that much money.
A month?
I would, yeah. I would do it.
You throw your business out there.
Yeah, for that kind of money.
And
you
rip other women
price.
When they're going, listen.
Everybody's got a price.
Got a good point.
Yeah.
You want to throw $20,000 at me a month?
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Big Brother.
You can watch my dog. You can watch me walk my dogs.
Exactly. But I'm not nothing watch, very exciting.
No, I'll fight with my neighbors.
All right.
I'll throw F-bombs
throw
at my neighbors.
Throw things across the fence. Neighbor wars.
I'll shave and cream a house. Whatever you want me to do.
I'll rename that show.
Ollie, what do you have in there for us?
All right. We have our Twitter poll up at Joe Rose Show on Twitter. And the Twitter poll is brought to you by Mardi Gras Casino.
Where it's always a party.
And we asked, would you put your family on a reality TV show?
Would you, Joe?
You can vote.
No.
No chance?
No.
No check at the end of the month? Mm-hmm. Could do it?
I would do a reality show.
30 grand?
But it could not have my family involved. So
25
if it's
grand?
Anything.
Just
50 grand with the kids?
No husband, wife. No.
Just got to be you.
With other husband, wife. No.
So like, you know, when they do those interviews with the people that don't want their identity known, that's what's going to be over your wife's face? Like
they
that blurry
the
thing?
Sound,
change
the sound?
Yeah, like here, let's go to Joe's wife.
Hello, I'm here right now. Joe, go take the garbage out.
My wife is very private. And is just very sweet.
You follow you like, and your daughters around.
My wife's the exact opposite of me. Loud, rude, people don't want to be around. And
opposite to track.
Joe, go take the garbage out and pick up a pizza on your way home. Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
Exactly. All right, you guys, we got to go to a break here. Amelia, thank you so much getting us caught up on stuff. And tell everybody one last time that really is your voice.
This is really my voice.
What do you mean? I saw on Twitter yesterday,
yeah.
Channing and Hawk, because everyone always asks, what does the traffic girl look like? What does she
Yeah,
is
they
that
don't
really
call you
Millie, accent?
They call you a traffic girl. And I go, I tell everybody,
or
she's
Aussie.
Smoking.
And
the Aussie traffic girl. That's exactly what they say.
They ambushed me.
They took a video. They said, for everyone that wants to see what Amelia looks like, here you go.
Yeah.
And you saw the video. And
Amelia's
like, oh, man, hi.
I was like, can't you just pick a day where I'm all dolled up? God.
Oh, man. That was great. Good video yesterday.
Fun times.
I liked it on Twitter.
Fun times. Had
no, that's good.
I retweeted it.
You're good on all that stuff.
Nah,
you're
she's fine. Up here with all the guys. She knows.
She's part of our morning show here
she's
now.
Part of the, she's part of the
besties.
Locker room. We're her BFFs. Come on. Radio.com.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Got a great open there. What do you got for us today?
Well, Joe, Hollywood's headlines are brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. It's time for you to ditch outdated sports drinks and switch to Body Armor Sports Drink for superior hydration.
Boy, that sounds good. And do you have any freebies for us today? It's hot out there, man, for tennis.
You've been stealing all the
I have
freebies.
Been.
You just noticed that?
Not crazy about it.
It's good stuff there.
All right, we start off here with an interesting story coming out of the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather press conference tour. This was in London. Now, one of Floyd Mayweather's drivers or guys in his entourage posted pictures of the credentials to get into these events.
Yeah.
Very basic credentials anyone could make. Well, a fan took it upon himself in London to make one of these credentials. Actually made a promoter one
right.
and a VIP one. Snuck into this thing. Now, listen to this audio here. It's a long video. The guy actually posts the entire experience of getting into this thing, going VIP and all this. Here's just a snippet of it.
So I get to London, park up, walk around the outside of the building, just scoping it out. And I see this bloke from one of the other press conferences, part of Mayweather's crew. And he's like with eight other people. So I push up behind this 7'8" geezer, whose arms are like the size of my legs. Literally just push up behind him and just roll straight through security behind him. Nice one, boss. So once I'm through, as far as anyone else is concerned, I'm part of the crew. So I'm latching on like a little weirdo at the back, just like following them around. And I know they're definitely like, they're gonna get back somewhere. Next thing you know, oi oi, Mr. Dana White comes out. Hello. So at this point, I'm ringside, VIP. Everyone thinks I'm meant to be there. So after that little insight, I want to do my new Irish mates proud. I want to walk out there with McGregor. Now this wasn't going to be easy. I duck one, duck two, and follow two of Floyd Mayweather's cameramen down the corridor. Now this wasn't going to be easy. Oh shit, there's Dana White again. Hello, mate. No, anyway, I could get jumped at any point for being on the other team. But I prevailed. I see the game plan. Putting a load of henchmen either side of the corridor trying to intimidate me. But it wasn't working. All the countless hours I put in, copying, pasting, cutting out bits of paper, buying a new laminator from Tesco's, all led to this moment. I'm thinking about becoming Irish. Dual citizenship, is that possible? I had made it, and there I was, stood next to my cauliflower-eared hero, a little Irish pocket of gold. And I was going to walk out with him and fulfill my dream. The commentator called Conor the former UFC featherweight, and it annoyed him, and it annoyed me too. I was now part of this crew. Holy shit, I did it. So now I consider myself part of the crew. I decided to go to the actual press conference after as well. So this was it, ladies and gentlemen. This was the moment where I'd finally get to fill the fourth thing that I wanted to do. Ask Conor whether he'd prefer to fight 20 duck-sized Mayweathers or one Mayweather-sized duck. Now I can confirm for you today that Conor McGregor, the reigning UFC lightweight champion of the world, the most anticipated fighter on the planet, didn't answer the question. Because I didn't ask him the question, I bitched out. I flopped on the fourth. Ah well, it was alright, still good anyway. Anyway, Conor, if you watch this, feel free to get back and answer the question. Or fly me out to Vegas for the flight, I don't mind. You don't have to get me a ticket, I'll try and get in.
Jeez.
I mean, copy and paste, the new laminate machine.
Wow.
And he just got right in, huh?
Really was amazing how he made it. It took him like 20 minutes.
Yeah. But he made his a credential and got into.
It's a long video. It's on for the win.
It was pretty. It was pretty long there too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right. Our next story takes us to golf, and apparently there are 1,004 golfers walking the planet that are better than Tiger Woods.
Wow.
1,004. 1,005 on the world golf rankings.
And dropping.
Are you hurt?
No, I mean, he's not golfing. What do you expect? Because you're Tiger Woods, what, are you going to stay 50 in the world?
Yeah, why not?
He couldn't play on the .com tour right now.
Are you on that tour? He'd be the best on your tour.
I'm terrible.
I know, that's why he'd be the best on your tour.
Of course, Tiger's not very good either.
No, I mean, he wouldn't beat you by much.
All right, we go to the Big 12 media days for the next story here. And Texas Tech, Cliff Kingsbury, the coach over there, was doing his press conference. Their offense was good last year. They had the fifth-ranked scoring offense in college football. They had the last-ranked scoring defense.
Ooh.
This upset
last in all of college football defense. That's bad.
Upset one of the beat reporters. Here's the question that he was asked yesterday.
DeLugage with Atlanta News. Follow-up to Mr. Bowles' question, Coach. You're a fine coach. It's a great conference. Great school. All-world offense. I figure there may be 5,000 seniors who start on defense in Texas a year. You recruit from other states. Why can't you get 10, 15, or 20 who can hold your opponents to 30 points or less a game?
That's a great question. I wish I had the answer.
He had no answer for it.
Well, what can you say at that point?
We're really bad on defense.
They are.
We got to outscore everybody 50-49 every game.
Yep.
That's a
good media day question, though. I've heard some good ones before. That
what are you
going
to do? I mean, you're dead last. That's going to be brought up a few times.
You can't say anything at that point. Yeah, we stink on defense, but look at our offense.
If you were following along with this story yesterday, Lucky Whitehead, he went out of town over the weekend and his dog was stolen. Now, the dog was being held for $10,000 ransom, so he went on Instagram and posted about it. The dog got home safely.
Thank goodness.
That's good.
Early this morning, so we just wanted to update that story.
We like a nice dog story. Yeah. Finish, an ending. Yep. Good stuff.
Would you pay $10,000 to get your dog back?
Oh, God.
Hey, don't put me in this position.
No.
I'm going right to Steve Carver and asking for a loan.
No.
Our general manager and everything.
Your wife would make you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My wife
would definitely.
She'd probably give him 11 grand.
She'd empty out the savings account to get the dog back.
Yeah.
I'd say we can get another one.
My wife would sell my car just to get it back. Yeah.
All right, so you know we had that story yesterday about the Canadian Football League promotion.
Yeah, the groceries.
Lost $1 million. Yeah. Well, we have another loser here involved in a giveaway. Predators fan, Nashville Predators fan. His name is Andrew Fudge. The Predators, when they were in the Stanley Cup Finals, it was one of the hottest tickets in sports, and they ran a little promotion on their Twitter account. You could tweet to them, use their hashtag, and you were registered to win tickets. So this guy, Andrew, enters the contest on Twitter, and he says he's not a big Twitter user. He checked it yesterday, a month later, to find out in his inbox that he had won the contest. The Predators actually messaged him and said, you have two tickets waiting for you for the game.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to be at the box office in the will call. Just realized this again yesterday, a month after the game.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah,
that's stinky. Check your inbox. Like, come on.
I'm not a very good social media guy myself, so there's been a lot of stuff that gets to me late. I'm guilty. What else?
Hollywood's headlines are brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. It's time for you to ditch outdated sports drinks and switch to Body Armor Sports Drink for superior hydration.
I'm going to have a couple today, man, playing a little tennis. Well, I'll tell you what, I used to have a boss that liked to get out, but now all of a sudden he takes his job way too seriously and he won't get away. And between Orlando and Miami, the guy, seriously, down here by himself and you can't get him out to play. It's unbelievable. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We got 8 o'clock hour. Craig
Mish.
I'm not
a part of that, by the way.
National radio host for Sirius XM. You got to take a couple of jabs at him.
No, good guy. Takes care of us.
You got to, you know what?
You're on your own boat here.
He doesn't want to play in the heat. He knows it's hot out there and he doesn't.
Where's the indoor tennis center?
Really?
I don't know.
There is
trying to hook Steve up.
That's in the Northeast. That's all you have. None of that stuff down here. Anyway.
Play racquetball.
Craig. No, we don't play racquetball. We're tennis players, not racquetball players. Hey, we're gonna take a break here. Craig will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.